We are studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're going to continue in item 127. You can find the study materials online.
So we've learned the cascading of the worlds up until now, and now we're talking about how these worlds clothe upon each other, or one within the other. What's the order of the connections between the worlds? Having the will to receive, that the Creator created, how is this will to receive organized in order to pass on the upper light through it until the lowest degree from which we will have to grow and cultivate towards the Creator? Go ahead.
Preface 127. The order of their clothing of each other, Anon Partsuf Ak, is that Partsuf Atik of Atzilut, although it emerged from the Rosh of Sagavak, it still cannot clothe from the Peh of Sagavak downward. But only below the Tabur, since above the Tabur Avak is considered the first restriction and is called Akudim. Since Partsuf Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, the second restriction does not control it. So it should have been worthy of clothing above the Tabu of Ak. But since the second restriction had already been established in its Peh of Rosh, for the rest of the Partsufim of Atzilut, from it downward, it can only clothe from the Tabu of Ak downward. Thus, the level of Atik begins at the Tabu of Ak and ends equally with the Raglaim of Ak, that is, above the point of this world. This is so because of its own Partsuf, yet because of its connection to the rest of the Partsufim of Atzilut, who those perspective from whose perspective it is regarded as consisting as the second restriction too. In that respect, it is considered that the Raglaim end above the Parsa of Atzilut, since the Parsa is the new Siyum, the ending of the second restriction.
I don't see any questions, so I'll read. So I'll read it again. The order of their clothing, all these Partsufim that emerged from Sagan, the order of their clothing of each other and on Partsuf Ak, meaning Gelgalta, the Partsufim of Ak is what? Is that Partsuf Atik of Atzilut, the first Partsuf that came out of Sag and spread down below the general Tabu, although it emerged from the Rosh of Sagavak, it still cannot clothe from the Peh of Sagavak downward, but only below the Tabu. Usually, we learned that the next Partsuf clothes on the Partsuf from it was born, from its Peh down. It clothes on it. And here, no, we see it's differently. That this Partsuf Atik clothes from the general Tabu and below. Since above the Tabu of Ak, it is considered the first restriction that's called Akudim. Since Partsuf Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, the second restriction does not control it. So it should have been worthy of clothing above the Tabor of Ak. But since the second restriction had already been established, etc., meaning it's not because this Parzuf is under the restriction of the second, under the restriction of the second restriction, the limitation of the second restriction. But it's under the second restriction in order to pass lights to all the Patsufim of Atzilut. That's why it's called Atik. Atik is from the word Ne'etak, displaced. It's still displaced from the second restriction, even though it has the form of the first restriction and the form of the second restriction. That's why it's the one who passes on. It projects all the lights that come from above, the world of Adam Kadmon, all the Gilgalta, Absag, Mabon, they all come, all these lights, to Potsuf Atik. Atik receives them in his part called the first restriction, passing on to his part called the second restriction, and from it, it performs already the bestowal to all the Potsufim of Atzilut that are already in the second restriction. Meaning Atik is the one who broadcasts. He's connecting. He's between the two. That's why he says that he cannot clothe below Pevak, but above the general, below the general taboo. Because it is not true that Patsuf Atik, because it is the first of Atzilut, the second restriction does not control it. And that's why it was worthy to clothe above taboo of Ak, like all the Patsufim. Since the second restriction is already in its pevosh, for the rest of the potsuvim of Atzilut, not for itself, from it and down and below. And therefore, it can only clothe below Tabor of Ak. And the level of Atik starts from Tabor de Ak. And it ends with the Raglaim of Ak. Meaning it goes through all the Potsufim and all the limitation. It's the first restriction. It's as if all these limitations of the second restriction don't belong to it, are not relevant. It shines all the lights from the general Tabu till the general Siyum. That's why it's called Atik. It's displaced from the second restriction and all the limitation, meaning above the point of this world. That's where it ends. And that's due to its own patsuf that is belong to Atik. Yet, because of its connection to the rest of the patsufim of Atzilut, they're all in the second restriction, from whose perspective it is regarded as consisting of the second restriction too, with respect to them. He behaves in the second restriction, clothes in the form of the second restriction to bestow to them, to be connected to them. So it is considered that it's a gilaim and above the parsa vatzilut. Since the parsa is the new siyum of the second restriction.
Barur.
Clear?
Tov.
Okay. Let's start from Tel Aviv 3.
A partsuf that passes on the light. So what's the difference in the way it brings the light onward if it belongs to the first or second restriction?
It's relevant to what it's passing on. How much it passes, what kind of light it has to receive, what kind of light it has to process inside, to what vessels does he pass this light to on? What is above it, what is below it, and what connection it should give between these potsufim? The goal of each and every potsuf is to pass as much as it can all the bestowal from above downwards, so that by that he will awaken and give the forces to the lower one to adapt itself as much as possible to the upper one. By that he gives contentment to the Creator.
Except for the difference in the types of light, is there a difference in the way it passes it on between the first and second restriction?
Yes, yes, we'll learn that. There are many things there. We have to learn that more than the practical form. Do that and you'll see.
PT7.
How can it be that Atik is in the first restriction below the tabur?
Below the tabur, yes, it is. On the one hand, on the other hand, it's in the as the first restriction, where its place should be above tabur, and that's all because it's the transition from Tzimtzum Aleph to Tzimtzum Bet, from the first restriction to the second restriction. It itself belongs to both restrictions. It has two forms. It's like you, suppose you play with your child. So with respect to yourself, you know, you're in Gadlut, in the first restriction, and with respect to the child, well, you talk to him like a child. You do actions like a child so that he will understand you. That's the second restriction.
But we saw that, like Nekudot Desag, they aren't working in the first restriction, and also Keto of Nikudim isn't working in the first restriction, but Atik does.
Atik does because it's revived, and it's entirely from below upwards, meaning it's entirely in bestowal. It doesn't have to receive in order to bestow, only to bestow in order to bestow. That's why it's the first restriction. There are many things to it, and that we'll have to learn. Your questions are correct, but it's not for this course. We can't start scrutinizing them one by one. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend has a question. Can you explain what is raglaim?
Raglaim means the bottom third of the patsuf. Literally means legs. Usually we ascribe them to the vessels of reception. The rosh, the head, is the intentions. The guf, the body, besides the legs, are the vessels that can work with the intentions of the rosh in order to bestow. And the raglaim are desires to receive that cannot take part in actions in order to bestow. It's called Rosh, Toch, and Tzof.
Moscow 1.
Yes, from the last excerpt we read, I don't understand how Atik ends.
That's correct. We'll learn that. You are correct. He intentionally, he's not precise here. But the truth is, Patsuf Atik goes all the way. In the point of the Siyum, it touches and it doesn't touch. We'll learn that. PT 24.
Well, you kind of answered it, but you said that Atik, because it's disconnected, it's moved from one place to the other. The question is, where it's moved to?
No, it's not being moved. No, why are you giving your own interpretation? Atik means netak because it's disconnected from the will to receive. It's entirely in bestowal.
Because netak, it's like you move it from one place to another.
No, it's not from this word of the displacement. It's netak means severed, cut. It's not connected. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. He says that because the second restriction was corrected in the Pevrosh,
for the rest of the Patsuvim of Atzilut.
Yeah, where did that come from, for the rest and not for itself?
because in itself it's the first restriction for the rest of the Potsufim of Atzilut is like Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. He gets the light of the first restriction, organizes it according to the second restriction, and passes it on to others as the second restriction.
So why can it only be below the Tabo if it's like that? I don't get it.
It's below Tabo because it has to serve all the rest of the Potsufim of Atzilut and to be a passageway from the first restriction to the second restriction.
And then it ends equally at the Raglaim Avak?
Yes, yes, yes. It has to illuminate. We'll learn this. What do you know? Hold on. You'll learn how much Atik acts from within in his different illuminations to all the Potsufim of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, even to the shells.
Even the shells?
Okay, I didn't say anything. You just say a word and it's already PT 32.
Continuing what you said, so Atik resembles itself to the lower Potsufim?
Of course. All Potsufim do that. Elgarta, Absa, don't they do it this way? But in Atik, that's especially because it's the first restriction and it makes of itself the second restriction in order to serve the lower ones.
When the lower Potsufim change, if you could say that, in our work, so it also resembles itself with all these changes?
Of course. We can also say that it cannot change, they cannot change without it changing them. You understand? All these changes are from below upwards, from above downwards. Let's go to Kiev 1.
Also, same direction I wanted to ask. You're saying that Atik starts from the first restriction, then brings himself to the tent to serve the lower ones.
He performs the second restriction upon himself. He organizes his potsuf in shining to all the everything that lies within, below Tabodak, the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, the neshamot, the souls, everything that lies there. He organizes himself so that he will illuminate to every part, every potsuf, every olam, in a way that he aids them in functioning correctly. Because they're all the second restriction. He belongs to the first restriction, meaning above all the limitations. He has the order and the potsufim of the first restriction. I don't know how to say this. It's above all the limitations of the second restriction, above all the lack of forces and its intentions. He's omnipotent. He's disconnected from them by being connecting to the Creator in everything. That's why it's called Atik, Atik Yomin. But within itself, it also has a system where it divides itself to the order of the second restriction and it can relate to every patsuf and every olam, every world, below Tabo Avak, in a way that is adapted to that patsuf or olam. That's all the role of Atik.
The first restriction is when he says that I don't want anything for myself, and the second restriction in this case.
No, the first restriction means I don't want to receive anything for myself, but as much as I can, I'll go to bestow. To receive in order to bestow, and to bestow in order to bestow. That's a first restriction that can also receive in order to bestow and bestow in order to bestow. And the second restriction is when you're only able to bestow in order to bestow. That's all. Only bestow in order to bestow. And Atik divides these things to everyone as much as they can, and it organizes them.
Okay.
Guys, there are many more things that I'm holding myself. Because, first of all, don't confuse the students. Anyhow, they're confused enough. So, bit by bit, the main thing is to sit on it without it disturbing us, how much we understand and how much we don't. But rather how much we, so that we'll know how to develop our hearts. Our hearts. That's the main thing. As much as it comes closer to bestowal, to connection, that eventually will determine when we will start feeling what we're learning in practice, in the heart. Patience and keeping on, to keep on going. Dudi.
128. The second Partsuf of the new Ma is called Arichanpin, which was emanated and emerged from the Peh of Rosh of Atik. Its level begins from the place of its emergence, meaning from Peh of Rosh Atik, and clothes Zat of Atik, which end above the Parsa of Atzilut. The third Partsuf called Abba ve'Ima, which were emanated from the Peh of Rosh of Arichanpin, they begin from Peh of Rosh of Arichanpin and end above the Tabur of Arichanpin. The Zon begin at the Tabur of Arichanpin and end equally with the Siyum of Arichanpin, meaning above Parsa of Atzilut.
Okay, I'll read it as well. The second Partsuf of the world of Atzilut in the Neuma, called
Arichanpin.
Arich, it's because it's long. Aroch is long. From the place it comes out, from Atik, and until the end, the Siyum of Atzilut. Until the general Palsa, which was emanated and emerged from the Peh of Rosh of Atik, Partsuf Arichanpin came out of the Peh of Rosh of Atik, and its level, meaning it spreads, begins from the place of its emergence, meaning from the Peh of Rosh of Atik,
yes,
and clothes the Zat of Atik, meaning all the Sfirot from Rosh and below from Avatik, which end above the Parsa of Atzilut. This is about Partsuf Arichanpin.
Arich,
from the word Aroch, long, and Anpin is from the word Panim, face, meaning long face. Panim is the place where the light shines. So a long face, long panim, is a long partsuf where the light shines. That's called Arich Anpin. The third partsuf, called Abba ve'Ima, of the world of Atzilut, which were emanated from the Peh of Rosh of Arichanpin, as usual, from Peh of Rosh. They begin from the Peh of Rosh of Arichanpin, where they were made, and they end above the Tabo of Arichanpin. That's what he says about Partsuf Abba ve'Ima. Later, the Zon comes out, Zeranpin and Nukva. They begin at the Tabo of Arichanpin and end equally with the Siyum of Arichanpin, meaning above Parsa of Atzilut. Questions?
No
questions. Basically, it gives us the picture of the system. PT9.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to correct yourself?
We're not talking about that now.
Just before you read this portion, you said we have to arrange our heart towards the study in the correct way. Perhaps we're not arranging our heart in the correct way. It felt to me like you were speaking.
We'd like our study to correct our hearts, yes. That within our study, there is light. That's called the light that reforms. We want it to correct us. That all our heart, which is our desires, it will receive the intention in order to bestow instead of the intention in order to receive. And to the extent that our desires will get a desire, an intention in order to bestow, will feel the upper world, the Creator, eternity, wholeness of creation, and also will belong to that. Otherwise, we'll stay in the black point.
We don't correct ourselves, we submit ourselves to the light that reforms, or a request.
As much as we learn and we want to resemble the nature of the upper Paltufim, that's considered that we're correcting ourselves. Chadera tu.
Good morning, Rav. Bala Sulam goes into really little details here in this new system of the world of Atzilut. Can we every so often take like a zoom out of the system? Because right now it's all about these details.
I don't want to draw this on purpose, but okay, let's draw this. I'll draw it. I don't know. I don't want you to settle for the drawing. I want you to pass it on to a more emotional shape. But let's say we have the beginning of the Paltzufim that come to us from Rosh Degalgalta, then Ab.
Ken.
Yes.
Sag.
Ma. Upper Ma.
Bon Elyon.
Upper Bon. Five Paltzufim of the world of Adam Kadmon. Is this all clear? Ak. Then from Sag, we get
Nekudot de Sag.
Nekudot of Sag.
And
as they start to purify, they come down, fill Nehi de Galgalta, and from there, you get the bestowal of Bchina Dalet of the fourth phase. Out of that, they are also restricted. Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, bestows upon them, so it controls below. And the second restriction controls above from the place. Sorry, the second phase, Bchina Bet, is controlling above in this place, from the place called Balsa. Later, this all happens in Nekudot de Sag, which are Bchinat Bina. And now, what we have.
יש לנו חלוקה.
we have a division of this place below Tabor that has to be filled with the upper light, then there will be the final correction. It's divided into two. Here, there's the control of Binah, can receive the lights in order to bestow. Below is the control of Malchut, cannot receive anything. In order to correct this whole place, what the Creator has to do is to mingle, to mix the fourth phase, having no intention in order to bestow, with the second phase, which is entirely in order to bestow. And then they can correct this whole place in order to bestow. It will be the final correction, where the uplight will come from Ein Sof and until the Siyum. This happens by building a system called the world of Nikudim. So here we have Partzufim that come down over Reshimot and they come from Tabu and below. Yes, and which are the Partzufim of Abba Ve'ima of the world of Nikudim. And they break. And Abba Ve'ima emerge and Ishsut, two Partzufim that break. And here they are. They become Malchut. Because here below we have Malchut. So as Malchut mingles with all these Partzufim, that's why they're called for us four. And four, which are, is on all eight, Melachim, from the word Malchut, where Malchut mingles. They break and they die. And we have eight kings, eight Melachim, four and four, times four, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Discernments in each one, meaning 32 kings, which we have to correct. We correct these Melachim, kings, by shifting the bag to Rosh of Sag. And from Rosh of Sag, we start building all these parts of him. Sag actually starts building. Everything is done by Sag, in general. And it starts building. The first Patsuf it builds is the Patsuf called Atik.
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 Как это никра? Атик.
That's how it's called, Atik.
And
the second Patsuf from Pev Atik that comes, emerges until Pasa Vatzilot is called Arichanpin. The third Patsuf is called Abba Ve'ima. The fourth Patsuf is called Ishsud. One more Patsuf is called Zon. We will later learn how and why they are organized this way. That's it. So all these Patsufim. Excuse me. All these Patsufim are called the five Patsufim of Atzilut.
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 Chemisha.
Five. Including Atik.
Ze Olam Atzilut.
This is the world of Atzilut. Olam.
Zeo.
That's it. So, what was the question? Dudi, do you remember the question?
The question is, now we're going deeper into the world of Atzilut. So what's the differences, the main differences between Atzilut and Nikudim? Like, take a zoom out and... Because you started from the beginning.
The world of Atzilut is a world in itself, and that's the main world. The main Olam, the main world, by which all the corrections are made. What comes before the world of Atzilut, we barely learn about that. We learn that as a transition of the light of Ein Sof, how it bestows upon the light of the world of Atzilut. From the world of Atzilut, we learn how they bestow upon the souls which are in the world of Bria and the Yetzira and the Sia. That's it. And these worlds, we also learn a little bit about them, because from them the souls come up to the world of Atzilut where they get the correction. Meaning our whole work is in the world of Atzilut. From above it receives the light of Ein Sof, and from below it receives the neshamot, the souls, and in them it corrects the souls by the light of Ein Sof. That's what happens to us. That's it. PT 13.
What's the difference between the birth of Patsufim in Adam Kadmon and the birth of Patsufim in Atzilut?
There's a big difference. Because in the world of Adam Kadmon, these Patsufim are born whole, not partial. They're only born from the smallest and more and more and more big, large, seemingly. And they're also born not in katlut, katnut and gadlut. And it's born whole already. As if in our world, a whole person would be born. That's it. That has nothing lacking. And only in the way that it can bestow to others, it grows, because it lacks nothing for itself, only to bestow to others. These are the Patsufim that are in the world of Adam Kadmon. In the world of Atzilut, it's not this way anymore. There, the Patsufim are born to bestow to others as well, but their bestowal depends on their correction. And their correction depends on how much they connect to themselves. The Patsufim that are in Bria. Bria Yetzir Asiya. That's it. And in the Olamot of Bia, there are great scrutinies and very special ones. But the main thing for us now is only to know what is the role, the function of the world of Atzilut. What is the world of Atzilut itself?
What does it mean that they connect to themselves? Like the motive power for the birth of the Patsuf?
Yes, the Patsuf itself usually needs nothing for itself, but only to bestow to the Creator. In order to bestow to the Creator, it has to mingle with the corrections that are below it, the lower ones, and to accept them and to raise them to correction. That's called to give contentment to the Creator. You elevate parts to the Creator for Him to correct and to fulfill. And because the will to be of the Creator is to bestow, this for Him is the form of pleasure, correcting and filling the broken vessels.
So can we say that the deficiency of the lower ones is the reason for those Patsufim of Atzilut to be born?
Of course. Everything is in order to bestow. And if the lower ones ask from the upper ones, give birth to us, fulfill us, correct us, by that they give contentment to the upper ones, contentment to the Creator. That's why if we ask correctly from the Creator, correct you, us, so we can bestow like you, etc. So we give Him contentment. Okay.
Thank you.
PT 33.
I understand that Ari Chanpin isn't the first Patsuf of Ak, so are other Patsufim later on? Where's the light that performs all the couplings? Because only Atik is Rosh HaSag, and where do the rest come from? Rav, all the couplings take place at the place of the Patsufim, but because each and every coupling, you need a new deficiency for Ein Sof, so it doesn't matter where the coupling takes place, it can be anywhere here, for instance. But still, the deficiency ascends all the way to Malchut of Ein Sof, incorporates there, awakens it, and Malchut of Ein Sof brings the light for correction and fulfillment back to the same place it should be at. That's on each and every detail, the smallest one. That's why if we do any small work, by that, it's written down in Malchut of Ein Sof. We're incorporated in there, and we already have an address. We determine a state and a place, and from there, we already start receiving the lights of the correction, of the scrutiny, and fulfillment.
So, Rav, basically here, all the Patsufim emerge like Inak over the pay of the previous Patsuf?
That's always like that, but the relation between the upper pit and the lower one, they change. Sometimes we call the pit tabu or something else. We'll see. But it's always called pe, the place of birth and pregnancy. Okay, PT 6.
Rav, the light of Ein Sof comes out of Rosh HaGalgalta until the Siyum. Is that the Creator?
The Creator is what the souls attain, called come and see. Then it's a partial attainment in some kind of higher bestowal that towards the lower one is called Creator. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. What's the role of Atik below the Parsa of Atzilut?
Atik is the one who connects, adapts between the worlds of Abiya and the souls and everything below the Tabu with the Patsufim that are above Tabu and Ein Sof.
It acts like,
because it's divided into two that can be in the first and second restriction. So in the first restriction, it's connected to what's above the tabu, and the second restriction, it's in contact with what's below the tabu. That's its main duty. But every time, according to its role, it gives birth from itself to new patsufim, new forms of connection to above the general tabu and below the general tabu.
According to its connection from below to the palsa, it gives birth to the patsufim above the palsa?
Yes, both. We'll learn about it. Don't jump.
Thank you.
And woman internet.
Why doesn't the second restriction spread and activate it over Atik? It's below the puzzle.
Because it's born before the second restriction controls.
If a patsuf is born from the reshimot of the second restriction, how can it eventually spread below the pasa?
It rises to the world of Atzilut above the pasa, and that's where it spreads. And below the pasa, there is none. All of our work is to raise all the Patsufim, all the shattered souls here below the Patsat to above, and here to incorporate them in the light of Ein Sof.
That's it, thank you.
So we are going to
faith
above reason.
Let's move on to the next part, but first let's sing a song.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue or land, heart to heart we sing the song, marching hand in hand.
One by one we're entering the palace of the king,
side by side in harmony we sing.
Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to troubles, bid farewell to pain.
Come and see your brothers, reach and touch your soul.
All dim in happiness we call. You made it, how great now you're here.